producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got a statin alert to open up the show. Statin alert. Anybody on statin drugs, turn off your radio stream right now. You're not going to like what I have to say. But that's all right. It's not new. It's just more elaborate understandings of the mechanisms and danger of cholesterol-lowering medication. That's coming up. And in the meantime, I'm going to eat extra eggs with lots of cholesterol, loads of saturated fat, all the things that are healthy for you, and ignore the warnings that tell you that cholesterol is evil. The great Satan, it's not the United States, it's cholesterol. No, it's not. It's not either. Anyway, we got that going on. It's Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Don, Super Producing. We got Patrick on the board. The number is 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-2355. And Mars, no, we still can't get there.
We've been working on it overnight and still haven't quite figured that one out.
Right. We got the video up at Epic Times. If you go to epictimes.com, of course, robertscottbell.com, epictimes.com, has got a video of yours truly and Super Don discussing the whole Mars scenario. And it's gained a lot of traction for some reason. People are digging it. I think the one that they like more, though, is the one when we talked about NASA and colloidal silver. That one's gone crazy viral. So happy to do some visuals every once in a while if you want to see that that good-looking
NASA
producer guy.
Space, and it's just really big in the news. A lot of people are talking about that because of this strangely coincidental discovery on Mars right before this movie comes out.
Yeah, that Matt Damon is on Mars. He's stuck there. I'm just more interested in the microcosm, really, the soil, what's in the soil, teeming with zillions of bacteria. Carl Sagan's got nothing on the billions and billions of stars with all the bacteria we got in the soil and in our guts. So we got that going on. Also, Diane Miller, my hero, Diane Miller is going to join us a little later in the program as we talk about and preview the Health Freedom Congress coming up 18, 19, 20 of October in Minneapolis, St. Paul, home to my syndicator, GCN. So look out, Patrick. I might be showing up on your doorstep. And we'll check out what's going on with GCN.
Do you think they'll give you like a Chipotle welcome basket when you get there?
No, they're probably going to. Robert's coming. Shut down. Everybody go home. Right?
Yeah.
I'll be knocking. Hello? Anybody home? Shh, don't say anything. Maybe he'll go away.
Right.
That annoying homeopathic radio host with a bad attitude.
They love
Can't have
you.
Him come around.
They love
so,
you.
So, but yeah, Minneapolis, St. Paul coming up. But this weekend, Texas, a la Dallas, for the Homeoprophylaxis Weekend Seminar. If you haven't signed up already, go to robertscottbell.com. It's in the show notes, linked up. And Op-Ed is working feverishly on them from a disparate location today. Those will be up soon, but you can always go there and see all the good things that we want you to link to and support. And I think the selenium is on order. If you're out of selenium, Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com has some more on order for you. But first and foremost, statin drugs. By the way, you need some selenium instead of statins, which is a definite faux show, we should say, for sure.
Faux show.
Now, Don, you stopped taking statin drugs years ago, right?
I have never taken a statin drug.
See, that's why. That's why you're my a super don, super producer, because you don't fall for things that easily. Statin drugs. I mean, the whole idea of lowering cholesterol, something that God created, is part of our makeup. And it became villainized in the 20th century due to bogus science and the fact that they found a substance in nature known as red yeast rice that could reduce it, and then they synthesized it into lovastatin and turned it into these statin drugs. And they made billions and billions and billions of Carl Sagan statin drugs to poison the population. And I said it ever since the first time I was on radio, that cholesterol is actually good for you. It doesn't cause heart disease. But were they listening to me back then? No, not so much. Maybe a little bit more now. Even as the government advisory committee says, hey, get with the program on this. Saturated fat isn't even bad for you. But this latest article on Natural News Mike Adams put out today, widely used prescribed drugs act as cellular poisons, accelerating aging, deactivating DNA repair, promoting diabetes, muscle fatigue, and memory loss. You know, not a lot of this that we haven't covered already, except it gets into a little more detail on the destruction of regenerative repair processes. It deactivates the stem cells responsible for cellular repair. Because we talk about the muscle wasting, the pain associated beyond statin drugs. And by the way, I remember the astronaut now that we had on all those years ago, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right.
He wrote Lipitor, Thief of Memory. I don't know, I can't remember the guy's name, but if you look up Lipitor, Thief of Memory, he's an actual, honest to goodness, NASA space astronaut. And he wrote a book about the dangers and stupidity associated with taking a statin drug. And that's how we connected. That's how I learned about the impossibility of sending humans into interstellar space if they want to survive without cancer or even be alive because of the cosmic radiation. Again, look at the video. You can check it out at Epic Times as well. But the statin drug side effects are legendary, absolutely legendary what they would do. And Dwayne Graveline. Good job, Super Don. Dwayne Graveline. Nice man. I'm... heard from him in years. I hope he's still all right. He was an old guy, but very nice man, very smart. And we was talking about the danger of statin drugs. So here we go. This is one of the reasons also why we promote the use of the whole food form of GTF chromium, the glucose tolerance factor form of chromium that's not chromium picolinate or polynicotinate or chloride, because it has a wonderful beneficial effect on the liver, which is very important, because if you want what we would call normal or healthy normal cholesterol levels for you, you've got to have good liver function, which is why selenium is critical as an antioxidant as well as a producer, if you will, a vital component to glutathione and cellular detox, liver detox. But without that and without the GTF chromium, the chromium, in fact, will enhance the development or production, elevate the levels of the high-density lipoproteins that the doctors will say, even if they still try to lie to you and tell you cholesterol is bad. What they do get right is that it's good to have HDL levels that are higher. That's good, the ratio being better. And that will correlate pretty strongly with lower incidence of heart disease, heart attacks. And, of course, the GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day, can elevate the HDL. So when people tell me they have high cholesterol, I say, congratulations, you're going to live longer, and you won't suffer from Alzheimer's, right? No dementia for you. Those who say, oh, I have low cholesterol, I said, you might want to get that cholesterol level up if you want to live long and have cognitive function well into old age. And that still is not popular, even in the natural products industry, where they will tie into your fear of cholesterol, if you still have it, and say, rather than a statin drug, come into the health food store and take, you know, red yeast rice, which is a toxic supplement. It's less toxic. Let me say, it's less toxic than the statin drug, but still, it's not a supplement I recommend. Hypercholesterolemia is a different story, although that can be a genetic in your family. You have, like Vitar, very high cholesterol, but you'll never have a heart attack because it's protective. And, of course, if there is abnormally high or low cholesterol levels, it's indicative of liver congestion, liver toxicity, which, again, we come back to selenium, we come back to chromium. Lipitor, thief of memory. That's right, Dwayne Graveline. And this kind of connects to... you know, other things that we've talked about for years, and including, I think, a question just coming through.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we got another question of the day coming through here. I try to get through them all as I can. This is from Beth Ann. She says, Dr. Oz just said on the air yesterday that the new blood pressure recommendations were out, the first time they've been adjusted since the 1980s, and the new normal. I'd have a drum roll, please, but that's okay. Super Don, can you do a drum roll? Thank you. There you go. It's 120 over 80. 120 over 80. So they keep lowering it to the point where...
Everybody has high blood pressure.
Everybody has it. Or what? Guess what? What happens before high blood pressure? They call it pre-high blood pressure.
Do they really?
Pre-hypertension, yes. That's right.
Oh, pre-hypertension. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard of that one. Yeah,
yeah. That's where they play this game. Basically, if we keep lowering the standards, maybe we can get more people on high blood pressure medicines. By the way, you know, key to reversing high blood pressure, if you have it, of course, is reducing your intake of, oh my gosh, Super Don, it's National Coffee Day. Will I dare speak against coffee just for a moment? Can I?
Did you notice? I mean, look, we kind of mentioned that earlier, but did you notice I did not put that in kind of our to-do list for the show today?
You know, that was kind of weird. I was thinking something's wrong with Super Don. What happened? It's National Coffee Day and no mention.
You know what? You know, I just didn't want any enema jokes today, that's all.
I wasn't going to, because, listen, the day that National Coffee Day is more known because of its use up the butt, then we'll have literally migrated to a different planet. Because I just don't think that's ever going to be accepted to the level where it should.
You know, I didn't want to, I didn't want to ruin my favorite holiday of the year with you know, an enema joke.
Listen, you can still love coffee the other way, but I'm just saying that for those who are dealing with hypertension, that may be an aspect of reduction you might want to consider.
Okay?
The hyperstimulating of the adrenal glands, the kidneys, the stress on the kidneys, that plays a huge role. Improper
hydration. So you're saying that National Coffee Day could also be National, what, Liver Health Day?
It could be, yeah. Up the other end, it could be. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. National Detox Day via a nice dark roasted blend, I guess. I don't know. It's organic, right?
I mean, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. But then again, there are people that think the best coffee in the world is that which was eaten by a big cat and pooped out. And then, have you heard about this? Some kind of...
I have. In fact, what is that from? There was a movie. It was that movie with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy? Where one guy was dying and they did the bucket list.
The bucket list, right? Was it to drink that coffee from the butt of a cat?
That's right. That's right.
Nasty. All right.
Must have been a healthy cat, right?
Must have been. Hey, Dwayne Graveline has a new book out, The Statin Damage Crisis, 2010. Oh, I didn't know about that. You should get him on.
Get him back on.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, we got lots more healing to go. Diane Miller's going to join us, National Health Freedom Coalition. Let's see, asthma. Are you more likely to get it if your grandma did this? We'll reveal it after the break. Go to robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL if you'd like to call in.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Did you figure out how to say the name of that cat that eats the coffee beans and evacuates them out the rear end, and then people like pay extra for it?
Oh, so you want me to try and pronounce the cat? Okay.
Yeah. Or just spell it. Spell the name of the cat.
Well, it's either civet or civet. It's C-I-V-E-T.
Right. Now, see that they don't. Why don't they do stories like that on National Coffee Day?
Yeah, well, and the name of the coffee is Kopi, I believe it's Kopi Luwak.
Kopi Luwak. See, this is where you give new meaning to the word butt coffee, right? We talk about it, we joke about it, but in this case, it really is kind of unusual. I don't know.
It's the one time where you can say coffee really is like crack.
It comes out.
And it goes. Can you get this? It goes for $30 a cup.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like an incredible, ridiculous delicacy, and I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it. Are there extra medicinal properties? I don't know.
Well, it says here that the civet's digestive enzymes ferment the beans, and then after they really rinse them off good, which I hope they do.
Okay, I hope they do, yes.
The beans are extracted from the feces.
Lovely.
And are made to make a dark, smooth, rich, smoky cup of joe.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it doesn't smell like, you know what.
As one tasteless term goes, crappuccino.
Crappuccino. Lovely, lovely. All right, well, one day we'll do so well here that we'll get you a cup of that if you want.
Some weasel poop coffee.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, let's get to a serious story here related to kids. And it relates to grandma and grandkid, all right? This is a HealthFinder.gov story. Kids may be more likely to get asthma if grandma did what while she was pregnant with the grandkid's mom or dad? It doesn't matter, I guess.
Drove around smoking in the car with the kids.
Yeah, exactly. If grandma smoked while pregnant, the progeny of not her daughter, but the next generation.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I believe we're talking about epigenetics.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because what's happening here is that it's skipping a generation. This is sort of like a miasm in homeopathy. We talk about our ancestors having certain issues and then it manifests later. In this case, they're seeing that skipping a generation in that grandkids, if the grandparents grandma smoked while pregnant, there's evidently a higher incidence, 10 to 22% likelihood of asthma. Now, they're not saying it's causative. They don't know that. But it's interesting. It reminds me of something my wife had told me years ago about if your mother or grandmother smoked. There was another thing that impacted the cilia, the little hair-like projections within the fallopian tubes of the female offspring of the kids or grandkids at granddaughters because smoking damages cilia, of course, in the lungs as well. And it's interesting how it manifests that way in the cilia of the fallopian tube. So there was a lot higher incidence of infertility or difficulty becoming pregnant for that next generation. And that was part of the reason they said, don't smoke, not only during pregnancy especially, but it was like the awakening. Even though doctors, more 9 out of 10 doctors prefer Camel, exactly kind of things that were going on back then. So pregnant women smoked because doctors said, sure, go ahead, no problem. That was the brilliance of that medical profession. So restoring as far as lung integrity, I get these questions all the time still, Super Don. And the most powerful herbal remedy for restoring the integrity of the lung tissue is lobelia, L-O-B-E-L-I-A. Lobelia. Native Americans know about this stuff. And you don't smoke it. You basically take the tincture, and you take a dropper full of the tincture and put it in a large glass of water, and you sip on the water every morning over the span of a couple of hours. You don't gulp it. And it's reversing COPD and asthma and bronchitis, a lot of lung issues. And we've talked about a lot of different ways to do that, but that's something that people overlook when they say, oh, I got COPD or I got emphysema, there's nothing you can do. No, there are things you can do.
Interesting. So you don't smoke it, you drink it, and it helps your lungs.
Yep, sip it. Just sip it. Sip it good. The Devo song.
Yes.
Yes, sip it good.
It's funny because you were saying that, and for some reason I was. What is the toasted sponge ball? What is that for?
That's spongia tossa. That's also for the lungs. Very good.
Oh, hey, I did get it right.
You did, yeah. And that's okay. Why I always mention the homeopathic remedies that can go in conjunction with something like lobelia tincture. You could do spongia tossa. You can do bryonia alba, which is really great for the lungs and the liver, and antimonium tartaricum and Drosera rotundifolia. There we go. Wave your Harry Potter wand, Super Don. We just did it. We did some Latin.
Will you quit turning my coffee cup into a frog, please?
Oh, I apologize. I wasn't trying to do that, but the kids sure seem to like it. Yeah. There they go. All right, when we come back, Major League Cannabis updates. Stick with us. You might smoke that. I don't know. It's up to you, but we're going to talk about it when we come back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Spend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, this is kind of cool. Before we go to the cannabis update, Super Don, Lou Rockwell is calling for a grassroots campaign to draft Ron Paul for House Speaker to replace Boehner.
Well, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. They said the House of Representatives can elect a speaker from outside its own ranks. All right. Now, that would be exciting. That would be exciting again. You know, everybody could get pumped up again for somebody that's just not going to compromise on principles. And we'd know. You know, and I think that would be a good thing for both Democrats and Republicans to say, all right, at least we know where this guy, the House Speaker's at, right? Nobody would have to buy, save a lot of money. No one would be able to buy them all. It'd be kind of cool, I think. I think it'd be kind of cool. Anyway,
yes,
what'd be kind of cool, too, is if we'd back off on the attack, not only on cholesterol, but on a plant that God evidently created. You know, if you got a problem with this one, take it up with the Creator. You know what that song means? It's time for our cannabis update. I'll have to crank it up louder next time. That's all right. My bad. But, yeah. Well, pass on the right, the left, however you're going to do it. But there's a lot of stories we want to cover on this issue today, as we do. And I want to say thanks to our friends at Cannavest for making the CBD, the cannabidiol, available to us in all 50 states and not violating any law while doing so. And you can go to your local health food store, mom and pop store, to carry Cannavest. The CBD Plus that I get, the Plus CBD oil, and anything else that you'd like, cannabis.com. Check it out. So, weed falls from the heavens. This is the first story. Hello?
You know,
what?
This story is something you would expect to see in a movie.
Right? Remember,
you know, some
Animal House
movie?
No, Animal House. Remember Animal House at the parade at the end of Animal House where the Playboy bunny gets thrown off the float into the window on the bed? The little boy's reading the Playboy magazine.
Thank you, God.
And he looks up, thank you, God. Right. That was
yeah.
So I'm thinking, yeah, you're right. Somebody was praying for could it rain weed, right? And evidently it did. A 26-pound cannabis container worth about 10 grand crashed the carport. Destroyed the dog kennel in Arizona. The dog, as you may already know, is okay. The dog is okay. But they woke up, and, yeah, there was a big hole in the roof of the carport, and it crunched on the dog kennel. And, you know, it turned out that there was evidently some, like, smuggling operations, little ultralight aircraft carrying these things, and they dropped it off.
Can you
imagine
wrong that guy when he got to his destination? All right, we got one, two. Whoops,
we got one. Yeah, and it's like, let me go back and see. But, of course, it made the news, and the cops took it. I mean, it wouldn't be nice when you no longer have to smuggle things across country lines, much less state lines. It's no longer criminal to use a plant like that. That would be great.
It's not the big moneymaker it used to be just because the legalization is taking place. So,
well, that explains why it was just a small 26-pounder that dropped on. And also the fact that he was probably in an ultralight, not in a real aircraft, because it's just the profit's not there anymore as it's become more accepted, this plant.
That's pretty creative, man, taking an ultralight to smuggle drones.
Yeah.
They use drones now, too. Have you heard about that?
No, is that Amazon delivery?
Yeah, Amazon.
Amazon cannabis delivery. It's only a matter of time.
There are people that will use drones to fly drugs and contraband into prisons over the walls.
Interesting. Yeah. You know what about this thing that it would concern me, and this is, again, in southern Arizona, that if you actually called this in to the cops, what would the likelihood be that they would use asset forfeiture, automatically take your home and your car and anything else associated with it?
Because a giant package of weed fell through your carport?
Listen, man, they've done it for less, where they have the ability to just, without due process, no trial, there are drugs on your property, we're taking your house. And I'm thinking,
well,
I'm just pleased that they didn't do that this time. But, yeah, there would have been a legitimate concern to say, I don't think I want to call anybody.
Look at what happened when a guy in Arkansas had a Miracle Minerals supplement under his sink, right?
Oh, exactly, yeah. Okay. You talk about the trust in the cops in these cases, you know. This one worked out okay so far, but here's a funny story out of Indiana. Where was the first church of cannabis? Was it Indiana? Because I know I got the states wrong. It was somewhere in the Midwest.
Yes, it was Indiana. Yeah.
Okay, so this is probably the atheistic response to the first church of cannabis, the school in Indiana. They debut weed goggles.
Weed goggles.
Yeah, they want to bring back reefer madness and tell kids how horrible and dangerous and crazy it'll make you. And so the school has spent, I don't know, hundreds of dollars on marijuana goggles at an event.
Now, these are interesting goggles because basically what they do is they try to recreate mm-hmm. what your vision would be if yeah. you are under the influence of marijuana. Now, I've seen these goggles before to yeah. help people see what it's like to be drunk.
Right. Well, listen, how many of us have worn beer goggles in our youth?
Yeah. So,
right? So, I mean, this, I guess it's like, okay, what's a cannabis goggle or a marijuana or a weed goggle? I'd never heard of that.
Well,
and so
here's the interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently these goggles, and I don't understand this. I mean, look, I've made no bones about it. I've tried marijuana before.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they say that you can't see the color red if you're under the influence of marijuana.
Is that true?
I cannot recall ever having a problem seeing red before.
Right.
In fact, I think my eyes were pretty red. You know, I mean, red is common. With
yeah.
marijuana. But
there's a guy in this article who says this is just absolutely crazy. If that's what they think cannabis does to you when you smoke it, you can't see the color red. This guy says he's been smoking weed for every day since 1977, and he still sees red as clearly as he's ever seen it.
Well, and the idea is they want to show that it's dangerous because if you can't see red, you can't see brake lights, and it would be dangerous to drive.
Sure, but that's the danger of wearing bogus weed goggles, not actually using the plant, which doesn't impact on your ability to see red, evidently. So somebody's making a killing, a company called Fatal Vision, they call it, and they make questionable claims on their website reporting on this story. Justin Gardner at Alternet, he says the marijuana goggle kit sells for $975. The
wow.
program kit, a whopping $2,200. So they're really basically raising money to show you what cannabis doesn't do. Just like the movie all those years ago, Reefer Madness, wasn't accurate.
We need to come out with like Skep Duck goggles.
What would they have on? I mean, would they be just blinded? I mean, would they?
No, it would be made out of mirrorized material, so when they put on the goggles, they were looking at themselves.
Gotcha, that would make sense. Or right. or they could put a filter on it and they can't see the color homeopathy. they would love that, right?
Oh,
now this is a cool story from Israel. It's a cannabis story. Israel has the potential to become the global cannabis superpower. Now, there's so much controversy about interventionism and all of that that we're doing in the Middle East, you know, and there are a lot of people that is a love-hate relationship with Israel out there, some that defend it to whatever. Listen, I'm not under no illusion. My mom's from Israel. I've been to Israel. But I'm under no illusion about any government on the planet being pure as the driven snow. It just isn't that way. So I'm not putting on any goggles, so to speak. But I will speak to this issue particularly. This could take them out of the military-industrial complex if they could become that weed superpower. And what they should do is provide it free with pipes, with bongs, with inhalers, everything, to every Arab nation that doesn't like it, that it's surrounded by. Spread it out. Why? And suddenly they'll all be buddies. They'll be singing together and dancing together.
Peace in the Middle East.
Peace in the Middle East because of cannabis. It would happen. It could happen. I go back to even pre the Israeli war, the war for independence, before Israel was a state. It was called Palestine. And my mother was there. And she was born there. And she said, you know, way back when, before all of this happened, they were, you know, you could hang out in the shuk with the Arabs and the Jews and the Christians, the Muslims. Everybody would be there. It's a marketplace. And people would engage, and that was that. And then, of course,
you know, they,
everybody
they sent
became
Jimmy
pawns.
Carter to the Middle East, and that
yeah.
didn't work. I think... Did Kissinger go to the Middle East? And I don't think it was Kissinger, but I think
Kerry. China, yeah.
Yeah, all along, all they had to do was send Tommy Chong, and we would have had peace already.
I'm in support of that. Tommy Chong for Secretary of State. How about that? Let's enlist him. Now, Israeli scientists, we've referred to them over the years here, particularly with the advancements they made in understanding not only THC, but CBD as such. Hebrew University, where I studied some microbiology many years ago. They have a rich IP bank of cannabis patents, and it's very easy to conduct real science there in Israel because you don't have the limitations like here in America where it's, Schedule 1, it has no benefit. And it's interesting because internationally you can't transport this stuff. So they found a way to deal with this because the 1961 Single Convention of Narcotic Drugs on a UN treaty, Israel found a loophole that allows them to clinically test cannabis for businesses in other countries. They basically they put Israel's medical cannabis unit of the Ministry of Health. They mm-hmm. transformed themselves into the National Narcotics Agency. Their own DEA. their own DEA became the Ministry of Health Medical Cannabis Unit. And so because the DEAs of the world are allowed to transport this stuff, they circumvented the treaty. Nicely done, Israel. Well done. Very smart. Very innovative. Very creative.
There you go. Dr. Well, who better to legalize it than the people that know it probably best than the rest of the agencies, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's cool. And finally, back home on American soil, we talk Native American soil, if there is any left. A tribe in South Dakota is scheduling to open a cannabis resort. A
wow.
cannabis resort. Instead of just, you know, how they have casinos, which kind of really suck the life out of you if you get a gambling addiction, they're setting up for a cannabis recreation center where you can come and do whatever you want there. It's the Santee Sioux. They plan to grow their own cannabis and sell it in a smoking lounge that includes nightclub, arcade games, bar, and food service. The food service is going to go gangbusters, I'll tell you.
You're right, right?
And that's it. You know, if you want your food service to increase, open up a cannabis club.
Now, I love in this article, I actually wasn't aware of this because I wasn't really close to this town in Oregon. But what they use as an example is apparently in Kaiser, Oregon, they have bingo night with joints.
What do you mean? How do you do bingo night with joints?
Yeah, you smoke. I mean, they have cannabis there for people that play bingo.
Yeah, but of course, somebody gets bingo. They call bingo 20 minutes after they got bingo. You know, it's like you'll never get done. That night will never last.
I won.
Forever.
What did you win? Here's a bag of Oreo cookies.
Oh my God! Make them organic and non-GMO, please.
Okay.
All right. When we come back, have you ever made a mistake? Ever? Come on, really? Yeah. Well, trying to correct that mistake. We're going to talk about it. Yeah, after this break. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, notes are up at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Op-Ed, our millennial assistant producer. And we've got lots of events coming up. If you haven't scheduled yourself to go to Dallas this weekend, there's still a little time to sign up, get a discount to be part of it. The homeoprophylaxis weekend, that's the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of October. It's almost October. A little later on, we'll be talking to Diane Miller next hour. Who heads up the National Health Freedom Coalition, and there is the Congress we're all going to be part of. Minneapolis, St. Paul, love to see you there. That's the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
I've always wondered what it would take to get you in Congress. And finally,
that, yes, either that or Ron Paul or nothing. But we got, let's see, the 29th of October back in Tampa. Abby's Health and Nutrition, which is going to be great. And looks like just added... I'll see if they've got anything I'm missing. Just added November the 7th. I believe if that's a Saturday, we'll be back at Vitality Bistro for an afternoon, free afternoon lecture, and enjoy some organic, real food. So
at this Congress that you're going to, do they refer to you as the Honorable Robert Scott Bell?
Can ask Diane Miller that.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering.
Where are you going with that? More about Cat's butt coffee a little later. We'll talk with Super Don. He's digging deeper into that. We'll find out what he finds.
Oh, I'm digging really as deep as I can get there.
Well,
all the way.
You don't leave anything unturned. Let's just say that.
Unturned? What?
Unturned.
Turned, okay.
Turned, yes, thank you. Okay. Trying to learn from your mistakes, right? Trying to learn. That's a good thing, right? Well, according to this latest article, trying to learn from your mistakes might be... a big mistake.
A mistake.
A big mistake. Not just a mistake. A big mistake. I'm like, what? I mean, I'm not going to say I pride myself. That's an easy kind of term that rolls off the tongue. I pride myself in trying to learn from my mistakes, but I learned great things from when I really screwed up royally. Even unknowingly, I look back and I'm like, wow, thanks for just goofing it big time, because I indelibly know this for a fact now. I'm not going to do it again. Although some of us will have to do it again and again and again until it finally sticks in. But trying to learn from your mistakes might be a big mistake. What is it about this, Superdon? This is kind of weird. Vanderbilt University out of Nashville reporting on this in the Journal of Consumer Psychology.
Well, what they're saying here is that focusing on the past appears to put people in worse moods. Now,
it's about moods?
Well, okay, look, I mean, if you think back in your life, especially if, you know, I mean, if you think back and think, okay, what was the absolute worst mistake I've ever made in my life? Chances are, probably wasn't a pleasant experience.
Bum you out.
So, well, yeah, it might bum you out. But it's all, you know, listen, it's all about perspective. I think you can't tell people that learning from your mistakes is a mistake.
It's a big mistake, yeah.
Without qualifying what you mean by that.
Sure, but it's a great headline.
Well, yeah, it's great. It is.
Great,
you know. But listen, do you dwell on the past? No. Do you live in the past? No. But can you learn?
This is where I'll get in trouble, because this is a sexist statement.
And I am
overgeneralizing. But come on, you know this, ladies. You tend to remember everything, and your man forgets everything. Come on. I mean, listen, I've had some rough after I learned from them, I kind of put them out of my mind, and I have to be reminded of them. But then the ladies, they'll remember what happened to the minute, to the second, and they won't ever forget it. Again, I'm generalizing. I'm not, you know, give me a little leeway here. And just tell me I'm wrong. Maybe it's just the feminine component more than the masculine component. But we tend to move forward a little easier and go, I'm just going to forget it. Now, that could be good or bad, but in this article it says it's probably better. But I don't want to not look back and learn from the mistakes. I guess the question is, will you dwell on them? Will they drag you back? Will they keep you in a bummed out, depressed mood forever?
You know what? Be human. Do what you do. You know, and if it bums you out, then learn how to look in the past without bumming yourself out. You know, develop, right. Grow. But here's a question I got.
Okay.
If trying to learn from your mistakes is a mistake, then does that mean then that because you tried to learn from your mistake and made a mistake that you shouldn't learn from that?
I think
because
this is the part where
mistake?
I go, huh? I go, that's my moment of huh?
it's just thinking about it. It's a paradox.
Dude, you need to smoke another doobie.
All right,
we'll,
I got a few.
We'll get back
here
and talk to you again. All right, next hour, is it a mistake, SB 277? Yeah, what about the referendum? Have there been mistakes made there? Is there sabotage? Diane Miller also joins us from the Health Freedom Coalition to talk about the Health Freedom Congress. Go to robertscottbell.com, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.